This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
Joining us now is Douglas Pierce-Price of the European Southern Observatory. Hello, Douglas.
Hi, Stuart.
Now, you're involved in a particular part of the 100 Hours of Astronomy called Around the World in 80 Telescopes. Can you tell us a little bit about what that involves?
Yeah, so Around the World in 80 Telescopes is a live 24-hour webcast from research observatories. So it's taking part during the 100 Hours of Astronomy, and it's 24 hours long. And the idea is that we will go around the planet visiting about 80 telescopes to just find out what professional astronomers are working on right now, you know, during that night, or in the case of solar observatories, during the day. So the idea is really to give viewers a chance to see what the researchers are getting up to, find out what they're looking for, what they're studying, what their jobs involve at the observatories, and all that kind of stuff.
It's built as Around the World in 80 Telescopes. Have you really got hold of 80 telescopes?
We have, yes. There's slightly less than 80 slots in the schedule, so there's sort of 70-something slots, which are, I suppose, observatories, more or less. But then some of these observatories have more than one telescope at them. I think that we should be actually somewhat in excess of 80 telescopes, I believe.
Wow, very good. And when will this be happening exactly? What dates?
So this is happening on the 3rd and 4th of April, so more or less in the middle of the 100 Hours of Astronomy. And to be precise, it starts at 9 o'clock GMT or UT on the 3rd and goes on until 9 o'clock, again GMT, on the 4th. But at least, for example, for listeners in the UK, then this will be 10 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Given that it's the beginning of the working day in Europe, whereabouts are you starting?
Well, as you say, it's going to be daylight in Europe, but we're actually starting in Hawaii. So we're beginning with many of the large observatories on Mauna Kea, and we'll start with those. So we have, for example, Gemini North, Subaru Telescope, UKIRT and JCMT, the Keck Observatory, Canada, France, Hawaii, and the Submillimeter Array, and the Caltech Submillimeter Observatory. We'll see all of those, and then we're going to head westwards from there around the planet. So after that, very roughly speaking, we'll head towards New Zealand and Australia, then Asia in the form of Japan. We'll also be featuring a telescope in China later on. Then as we move further around, we'll see Europe and Africa, and then the Americas, and we'll finish up on the west coast of the US 24 hours later.
So a fairly packed schedule. I guess this involves an awful lot of effort on your part in coordinating all these different observatories. I don't think this has ever been done before, has it?
As far as I know, it's not been done before, no. So, we've got a lot of emails and phone calls flying around, first of all, setting up the schedule and speaking to all the people at the observatories. But it's been very interesting. It's been actually a wonderful way to get in touch with all of these different observatories and find out a little bit about them. And so this is something that we hope viewers of the webcast, whether they watch a stretch of it or whether they just dip into it, will also be able to find out about all the different kinds of observatories that there are out there.
Now, you said about people being able to dip in and out. Is there any plan to record this so that people can watch after the event?
Yes, what will happen is that we are... we're going to be streaming this. It'll be on the 100 Hours of Astronomy website, and we're using the company Ustream.tv for streaming this. And so whilst it will be going out live, at the end of each segment, it will be cut up and it will appear in an archive form. So you'll be able to go back and visit view again the individual segments for each observatory.
Right. So for those of us who are asleep when the observatory we like appears, we can go and watch it afterwards.
Yeah, but so you're not going to watch the full 24 hours for us?
Well, I'm going to try. This is during 100 Hours of Astronomy, so I'm not sure I'll be able to stay awake for the whole 100 hours without sleeping.
Okay, well, do your best anyway.
I will. So as well as the telescopes on Hawaii, can you mention a few of the other highlights of observatories around the world or even beyond the world that are taking part?
Yeah, sure. So naturally, we're going to be visiting, because I'm based at ESO, and therefore I'll mention that we're going to be visiting some of our observatory sites in Chile. So, for example, the Very Large Telescope and La Silla, and also APEX and ALMA. But as you say, it's not just telescopes on Earth, it's telescopes off Earth. So there's lots of space-based missions. Obviously, Hubble Space Telescope is in the schedule, but many other space missions as well. And particularly interesting, going back down to Earth, is that if all goes to plan, we hope to be visiting Antarctica. sometimes people don't realise, but Antarctica is a great place to do astronomy from.
It is. There's quite a few observatories appearing down there at the moment.
Absolutely.
Well, this all sounds like an amazing event that everyone around the world can participate in by going to the website. So you said that will be available on Ustream?
Yes, it's going to be on Ustream, and also you'll be able to find the player embedded on the 100 Hours of Astronomy website. And we'll encourage people also to take that player, which you can embed on your own site, and put it on your own site if you want people to be able to watch it.
Oh, excellent. Very good. So we advise people to go to 100hoursofastronomy.org and follow the links closest to the time to the Ustream channel. And we will also put a link on our show notes so that people can find that if they can't remember all these details while listening, while jogging along the road or driving their car. So Douglas, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.